Let's talk about downtown Rochester and Rock the River Way. We have Chris Hill here, who is the chair of the Development Corporation. Is that correct?
The Rochester Downtown Development Corporation. I am, Dino. I'm the board chair.
And we have the brand new president and CEO, Galen Brooks.
Hi, Dino. Thanks for having me today. Yeah,
thanks for coming in. So, listen, we're sitting on top of it right here. We're watching all this going down.
Yesterday, we were hearing
how far
it.
Jackhammers, man. The jackhammers have been loud around here, downtown Rochester. We're right on the river. So we are rocking the Riverway. We've been, our studios have been here 14 years now, I think, something like that.
Goodness, really?
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah. I started here. November is going to be 14 years for me here. So
Fickle World headquarters.
Yeah, we moved in here right when I got here. So, so Galen, you're new to town.
I am, yeah. I just arrived a couple weeks ago.
And so you're coming in the middle of this project. How far along is it, like percentage-wise? Do we know? I mean, is it halfway done? Is it a quarter done? Is it 75% done? Where are we at?
With Rock the Riverway itself or downtown?
Yeah,
Rock the Riverway is really in its nascent stages, is my understanding. I am very new to town. I'm excited to be here. I just moved here from Washington, D.C., so I've been really enjoying the more mild summer. It's incredibly humid, as most folks know who have ever visited the District of Columbia down there. Rock the Riverway, though, is an amazing project. It's incredible that it's gotten as much funding and support as it has. The vision is really compelling, knitting both sides of downtown back together, reorienting the city to the waterfront, and really connecting the community to its river. There have been a couple of projects that have been completed already, but there are a lot of projects still to come. One that is really exciting to me is the skate park. It's been incredibly well utilized. Anytime I go over there, and Chris, I know you've been over there a lot too. I know you like to use the Riverway yourself.
I've been connecting with that group since Dr. Jim Madison, who was a city school grant writer about 12, 13 years ago. He promised his kids that he was going to build a skate park in downtown Rochester. So I was kind of hip to what he and the skate community was doing for a long time. And, you know, it was the vision of Governor Cuomo and Mayor Warren at the time to rock the Riverway. And as far as how far along it is, you know, let's hope we're really in the infancy stages. Right now, we're on the tail end of a dozen projects that were part of the first $50 million tranche. And the skate park is one of the ones that was a lower dollar amount, but it was a great proof of concept because it brought youth together. It broke down socioeconomic barriers, and it gets kids off of screens and out and playing. And, you know, really, but we're just getting started rocking the Riverway.
Right. One of the things that I'm really interested in is High Falls. I mean, were you amazed, Galen, when you came to town and we have a waterfall right in the middle of downtown Rochester?
Oh, it's incredible.
Isn't
I was
that
amazed
cool?
generally by the river.
Yeah.
The power of the river, the life that it has, that promenade over by Dinosaur Barbecue, I think is such a wonderful and appropriate gesture to respect that and better acknowledge the beauty of the river, all the rock formations that are right there, the seagulls that are hanging out. But yes, the waterfall's right in the heart of the city. That's an incredibly unique feature.
Right there next to the brewery?
Yeah. It's a really cool thing to be able to see and experience in the heart of an urban environment.
You got to believe in the power of the mighty Genesee. You know, it's a special, powerful river, flows north. We got this giant waterfall. And now Governor Hochul working with Mayor Evans and Adam Bello on behalf of the county and Empire State Development, they're going to develop a state park right
I was just going to say, it's going to become
a state park in downtown Rochester.
It's going to become a state park right down there, right?
It's going to be phenomenal. And when you look at that area geographically, you know, the attributes that it has, it's going to be really cool to activate it. Because right now, let's face it, just upriver from downtown here, from the studios, the other side of the falls, it's a blighted area.
Oh, yeah.
So RG&E is at the table, a lot of other corporate partners, citizens, you know, a lot of the folks that are really passionate about downtown, obviously RDDC supporting this, you know, the Greater Rock Campaign through Rock 2025 is a big player, but You know, a lot of people are working collaboratively to make this happen here downtown.
But it's going to connect it all too, right?
Yeah, and the scale of it is incredibly impressive and unique and going to be a really good amenity and resource for the people of Rochester and the greater region. I mean, I believe it's close to 40 acres.
Yeah, it's a massive area. There's so much potential, and you know, the possibilities are endless. A component of it obviously comes down to how much funding can be allocated. And you know, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about it, the adjacency to that, filling the Interloop North. And case in point, the Interloop that was filled over by Union Street. Yeah. Look at it today.
Oh,
you know, I've talked to people recently.
The housing is beautiful over there.
You know, there's a ton of units. They've all been absorbed. That's the story of downtown Rochester right now.
Are they
filled? The housing story.
Are those filled?
They're all absorbed. Yeah,
really?
Everything that continues to come online gets absorbed. It's, you know, downtown used to be, I moved here from LA 20 years ago, and it used to talk about downtowns in the neighborhoods. Over the last 20 years, and, you know, Galen's predecessor, Heidi Zimmermeyer, she was at the helm of helping to create a neighborhood downtown.
Yeah.
You know, downtown Rochester is now a neighborhood, and we have a lot of runway ahead with regards to the residential story when you follow urban trends and peer cities. You know, people are looking to come back downtown to live, work, and play. And Galen can talk more about it. I mean, she's an expert in this space. But, you know, we've got a beautiful canvas here for downtown. And really, we're just getting started in the Evans administration. You know, Mayor Evans, you know, he's all in. You know, he is all in.
Let's talk about Constellations, which is the biggest.
Bring it.
Right?
Bring
the biggest,
it. Bring the party.
Biggest distributor
spirits.
Of spirits. Game in the on. World.
They sponsor Snoop Dogg. I was saying again, Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart are, you know, in their stable of spokespeople. But,
and yeah, their offices are going to be right behind me right now.
Right there.
Right, right across the street.
You know,
the
historic
building.
Yeah. Aqueduct building. They're over there building out. It's like an $83 million project. I think they're about just over a year out. They're working with some awesome proven local developers. Peter Landers and the Costanza brothers are working hand in hand with Constellation, and they're transforming that building, and it's beautiful to see, to have them bringing it back to its glory.
And personally, I'm excited about it because I got to figure it's going to bring more restaurants. We don't have a lot of choices for eating lunch downtown, even, you know. It's got to help that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're planning to bring in 400 employees, I believe.
Yeah.
It's about 170,000 square feet in total. More people, the more demand, the more ground floor retail businesses
people
can open up and
yeah,
can offer their services and really contribute to the vibrancy and the energy that we want to build on.
I mean, I love Christopher's in our building here, but I mean,
Paul, Christopher,
every day.
Shout out.
Come on.
Yeah,
you know,
Christopher's
a little variety
is awesome.
Wouldn't hurt.
Well, you know, let's face it, Dino, we've been hit hard by the pandemic here in downtown Rochester, but it's not like other cities. You know, everybody here domestically and globally has been hurting. So, you know, what's going to be interesting is the cities that remake themselves and how they come back as they kind of find their way through this. You know, there's another component that is worth talking about. Back in the day, downtown was big business and a lot of people worked downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's probably, I don't know, 50% butts in seats is the analogy I use. People downtown, they're now working remote. They're working different. They're hoteling.
Man. Look at our space here, our space in this building.
Yeah.
There's, you know, we have 75% of this floor in the building here, and there's
the whole
six
building.
People here, maybe.
I've lost some tenants here recently. It hurts.
Yeah.
But, you know, real estate is adaptable, and we got to roll with the punches. And, you know, people in Rochester have grit. And, you know, that's part of the Greater Rock campaign from Rock 2025, you know, pointing that out. But we're going to find our way. We're going to find our footing as far as downtown, and we're going to tap into urban trends. And that's why we brought Galen Brooks to town. You know, she is she's our leader here for the RDDC, and we got some exciting directions we're headed towards.
So, Galen, was the project what brought you here, or just the whole idea of Rochester really trying to reinvent itself?
You know, Chris touched on a couple of really interesting points there that I was very compelled by when looking at Rochester as a place to do the work that I do. I'm a city planner.
Mm-hmm.
So the way cities work, how they tick, what makes them beautiful and thriving and exciting and intriguing and engaging and all those great things mm-hmm. is what drives me.
Sure.
And I see a lot of really great bones in Rochester. There's yeah. incredible historic fabric. There's such a powerful history, the history of infrastructure, yeah. of industry, of innovation. Some really, you know, audacious and impressive and compelling moves have come out of Rochester. So Chris talked a little bit about the trajectory of downtown towards a neighborhood and the growth of residential. That's something that so many cities today, given the pandemic, are trying to do in their downtown core. Mm-hmm. They're trying to bring in that mixed use that, you know, traditionally hasn't been as present. So yes, one of the things that was, you know, interesting and compelling to me when looking at Rochester was the potential and possibility, but also the preexistence of some of these really smart moves. The
right,
the
yeah.
removal of the east side of the Inner Loop and the intention and work around, you know, taking down more pieces of the highway elements in the urban core, the move to a more mixed use downtown with the residential and the uptick in that, Constellation Brands coming to downtown, Rock the Riverway. There are a lot of great catalytic moves that have been made for downtown Rochester to move forward and build that thriving downtown that we want to see here.
Yeah, I just I hope I'm around long enough to see this through. I'm in the twilight of my career here, bro.
Well, you got to get out and rock the Riverway. You know, for me, when Cuomo came to town and announced Rock the Riverway, and he provided $50 million for these initial projects. He also provided. He said this is Rochester's version of the Buffalo Billion. The Buffalo Billion was a component that really kicked off a lot of exciting things. Buffalo's kicking our butt these days.
Buffalo's beautiful.
They're
downtown,
rocking the canal side. So that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to engage the river. And, you know, myself personally, I jumped right in as a stakeholder downtown, as a citizen who gives a hoot and wants to be involved. You know, I got involved. That's why I'm now the chair of RDDC. As I jokingly say, I was absent that day. They kind of picked me. But, you know, because I kind of talk about downtown. I see the glass is half full. Some people see it as half empty. Talk about the glory days. I see the future. But rocking the Riverway is something that everybody can do. I did it this morning. I ripped 20 miles up, the Empire State Trail, Genesee Valley Park, up into downtown, a couple hot laps at the skate park. Zipped back out. And to me, that's rocking the Riverway. So, you know, anybody can do it any way they want. And if you want to follow what's happening on the river, I got a fun little Instagram, the ROC The Riverway. That's my handle.
I follow you every day, man.
I'm having fun with it. Through RDDC, we've got the Rochester Downtown Instagram. There's a lot of great social media. But, you know, we're just trying to be advocates for downtown and make it a better community.
So we're almost out of time here. I could talk about this all day, but the one thing I really want to know is it Court or Broad? Which is the one that goes over the old Erie Canal?
The next one over. Broad. Yeah, they're talking about ripping the deck off.
They're ripping the deck off.
It's the
is that going to happen?
It's the city of Rochester. They're doing some kind of listening sessions right now. They're talking. It's the Aqueduct Reimagined project, but. If you get down there on foot, you can see that if you were in a wheelchair or a bicycle or jogging around, that's an area where it's kind of disconnected. So they're talking about bringing it down to grade so people can, again, activate the river and move through there. But the city is, they're all in on that. And it sounds like an awesome plan. And, you know, it's something that if people pay attention, their voice can be heard now. We're figuring that one out.
Yeah, because I've seen some drawings, some different ideas and stuff like that. And it looks like it's a great idea.
It's gonna be really all this cool stuff. And if you go look at the work that's happening right now, like West River Wall up by Cornhill.
Cornhill, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I rode my bike on it this morning. Rundell North Terrace over by the library. Awesome job. The guys that are doing this flat work masonry, they're tricking it out, putting lights in it and sparkly concrete. And
they're
all
doing
kinds
a bunch
of
stuff near the convention center too, right? Isn't there a plan for that?
There's so much work going on downtown. You know, we got to face the facts that it's been around for a long time down here. So a lot of this stuff needs to get fixed up. And we got the extra juice from Albany to trick it out.
Speaking of, I got to ask, and I hope this doesn't.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with that hotel? Across the river.
Yeah.
What's going down with that?
You know, I'm
is
hearing
it coming
some
down
chatter. I'm hearing some chatter of a pretty awesome development team that is that's working on it. And it's
the older Edison,
it's their story to tell, but you know, it is in a key location, and there's some pretty compelling plays for that thing to be reimagined.
Sparta. All right, so we have to wrap this up now. Galen, Galen Brooks, she's our new Rochester Downtown Development Corporation president and CEO. Welcome to Rochester.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, we're looking forward to it. And of course, Chris Hill, who is the chair of the Rochester Downtown Development Corporation, and our landlord. I call him my landlord.
Yeah. Well, I call you my friend, Dino. And thank you for having us on. And thanks for all the work that you do in the community and as well. You know, I know your son is a law enforcement officer here locally, so I just want to let you know your family's in my prayers, and I know it's a tough time for our community.
Appreciate that, man. Yeah, it's been a tough time here recently. But if anybody wants to look into this more, where would they go?
At ROC the Riverway. You know, at the end of the day, though, City of Rochester, they got some great...
Yeah, you can Google it, too. Rock the Riverway and all that.
Yeah, and get involved. Get out there. Rock the Riverway. Get involved in downtown, you know, any way you can. Let's believe in our city.
Okay. Thanks so much, Chris Hill, Galen Brooks.
Thank you.
We'll have an update again somewhere down the road, right?
Awesome. Yes. Anytime, Dino. We appreciate this opportunity.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at it every day, and I always wonder what's going on here and what's going on there. And I know I can bring Chris in, and now I can get you in here, and I'll know the story.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dino.